to me enough is enough. Enough is enough.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. And listen, we had to get everybody's favorite Diffic Daddy, Andy Brown. What is going on?
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, I'm so excited that we finally got you here. So I know you've been a requested podcast with some of my fans, so thank you very much.
Yeah, so. Of course. They just want to see me say some naughty shit. That's it. Already okay. Starting. Here we go.
No, this is a great one. Absolutely not. So, but I already see a bunch of people in the chat. What's going on, guys? Thanks for joining on in. If you guys are new here to the Under the Rope series, here I interview everything independent wrestling, whether it's wrestlers, promoters, referees, backstage. I got you covered. If you guys got questions for Andy, please feel free. Drop it into the chat. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to answer all of your questions. So
don't be afraid to ask the wild questions. Perverts. My fans are perverts and I love it.
Oh no. Here we go. I'm ready for it. Give some love in the chat. Everything Pro Wrestling's in the chat. What's up, Conrad? You're, as we say here in New York. So go give some love.
What do y'all say? You're?
You're.
What is it, like a burp? You guys are burping or what's happening? What is that,
you're? It's just a thing. You're. Like, Y-E-R.
I do hear that.
Really?
I hear that and I'm just like, what
yeah.
is
it? It's funny because like, Private Party was very big on that in House of Glory here in New York, screaming "Yer!" And then, like, when you're watching, when I used to go there all the time at House of Glory, I would sit. Then Isaiah would be like "Yer!" And then, like, the fans would like go back at it.
Oh, so, I'm so new to the scene and still new to like lingos and slangs. Like, I'm in Philly right now, mm-hmm. and a lot of the slang here is John.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, what the fuck is a John, bro? Like, I don't know nobody
named
John.
Isn't it a toilet?
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's weird, but I guess it means anything and everything. So I just kind of rock with it. I don't say it. Not yet. Just give me another, like, 6 months and I might start saying it.
I'm here for it. But yeah, so that's like the New York thing. You know, you're going to get the very thick accent, the very thick Queens accent for me today. So I broke Conrad in the chat. He's crying. My bestie Brad's in the chat. What's going on, Brad? He's like, I'm actually here. I know he was going to be really excited when I announced that you were going to be here. John's in the chat. All right, wait. Let me get this question first. Everything Pro Wrestling said, did you eat a Philly cheesesteak yet?
Yeah. When I first got here, actually, my father-in-law gave me one, and it was all right, man. I don't fucking know what the big deal is, but it was good.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't like what everyone was hyped up to be,
right.
You know what I mean?
But
it was good.
I kind of feel like the same way. I like went, I don't know. It's like,
yeah.
I mean, like
when I got to the East Coast, a lot everyone was like, you gotta go to Wawa. And I'm like, bro, it's just a Subway. Like, relax, bro. It's a Subway with like alcohol in there. Like, I ain't tripping. So
I'm here for the coffee in the Wawa, and that's a big thing here. You know, on the East Coast is Wawa versus Sheetz.
Yeah, I heard about that too, but I ran into Sheetz once when I went to Pittsburgh, And she was tight. They have a lot of stuff there, but I just saw the alcohol, grabbed it, and left. As you can tell by my shirt, I like to drink, so whatever.
I love it. I love it. Cover says, Tiff, you don't rock with a chop. What the hell is a chop burger?
Chop burger? Bro, you better give me that full burger. Don't chop it up. Fuck that.
Conrad lives upstate New York. I'm in the city. So I'm in Queens. So, like, very different. I think Conrad's probably, like, 6 hours from me, 7 hours. Ooh, it's damn. So funny how big New York is. Brad said, it's a meat and cheese sandwich. Well, yeah.
That's a chop. That's what the chop means? It's just meat and cheese?
I guess.
All right.
Anyway. All right, let me move on. So I'll get to your question first, John. Let me start with this, and then we'll go into his or whatever. All right. So I like to ask this always to all the wrestlers on here, because obviously we're gonna go down. We're gonna talk about matches that you've had, going down the list. But you guys are very, critical of your matches. So for the fan that's watching this podcast, never seen you wrestle before, what's the go-to match that you would recommend for them to watch to be an instant fan?
Anything Will Ospreay. Do not watch Andy Brown matches. I fucking hate my matches. I don't like them. But no, joking aside, it's very hard, because here's my problem, right? Is that the way I explain my theory of wrestling, or my style, is you have to be there. Mm-hmm. You have to experience it. I don't think I come across well on video or anything like that, because if you're in the front row, sometimes even in the back row, I say a lot of dumb shit and I'll act a lot of dumb shit. So you have to be there to, I'm an experience. I know that sounds silly or fucking big headed, but I'm an experience. A lot of the things I do is I talk a lot of shit and I just make fun of things and whatever the case is. So like, but if you were to go back to watch any of my matches, my favorite match right now, what I call my thick era, is my match with Anthony Green. Damn, my phone's blowing up. My match with Anthony Green at Limitless versus Blitzkrieg, night one. We were the first match, and I was very nervous, very scared, because Anthony Green is like the staple here at the Northeast. And I was just like, if I could keep up with him, then maybe I'll fit in, maybe I'll do well, and maybe I can, like, stay in the Northeast, to be honest. And he's one of my closest friends, and we had that match. I think we got two This Is Awesome chants. We got like a round of applause, a standing ovation. I walked in as being one of the most, not most hated, but a lot, like very hated at Blitz, to being the most loved. Mm-hmm. And so it's that match. What other matches of mine? A lot of my stuff in California, like, it kind of sucks because of the situation at Bar Wrestling. Mm-hmm. But Bar Wrestling in California, when it was running, a lot of my stuff was there, a lot of tag matches, a lot of singles matches, just a lot of silly, fun stuff that Andy Brown really is, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. I love it. all right, so this with John, I'm going to grab John's, because he said, oh, my God, I remember one match he was yelling at some guy at Beyond, and he said to kiss his ass or something like that. Best thing I ever heard from a wrestler.
No. I said suck my asshole. It's something, damn, oh shit, it's getting hot, right? It's something I say because it throws people off, because they don't know what to say. They don't know how to come up with that or come back from that. So like, that's what I like to do, is I like to think outside this box of like, oh, kiss my ass. Or what if I say suck my ass? So then they go, what? fuck yeah. And then they just start cheering for me. So it's just like, damn, but I want them to hate me, but I'm funny. So
I love it. Yeah, I love like the heels. I love that. I love when heels, when they fight with the fans. I mean, I'm probably like, I mean, everybody knows that me and Mike Skyros, we have our, make Mike's situation. Oh,
I like Skyrim. He's hilarious. He's like one of my good friends now, randomly.
I love Mike Skyros. I just like to give him a hard time.
I agree. I do the same thing, to be honest. Anytime we're hanging out, I'm just always talking shit to him. Anytime we're at Grind Wrestling, I'm just like looking at him, just like, dude, you a big, pretty motherfucker. You know that? And then I'll just start punking him out. But just cause it's fun.
I love it. But yeah, Mike is very sad. But, we'll get
he
to
really
that.
Is.
John's first question is, what is your favorite match at Wrestling Open?
My favorite match at Wrestling Open. Damn, I gotta think about that one. I had this match with Big Bufa, Desmond Cole.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun because I interacted with him at Limitless in a four-way. And the joke is that we look so much alike. Mm-hmm. Like, so much alike. I'm just a little bit older. Actually, a lot bit older. But so that one was fun for me because I was nervous walking into it, especially with the singles, especially with a guy like him. Like, I want to try to keep up. I want to try to keep, you know, the crowd entertained. And I think we did that.
Right.
So that match probably was my favorite there. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Necro Eric's in the chat. He goes, Uptown Andy Brown absolutely rules. He was on my short list of most underrated wrestlers in 2022. Keep up the amazing work.
Oh, man, I appreciate that shit, man. That's cool. Anytime I'm on anyone's list of anything positive, it's always cool because I always think I'm on everyone's shit list, but that's so cool, man. Thank you very much for that.
I appreciate all the love in the chat. So, all right, let me do Brad's fan tweet that he wrote earlier. He goes, you were making a name for yourself on the West Coast, specifically from the championship wrestling from Brand. What made you decide that the time was right to take a chance coming to the East Coast? And which have you enjoyed more?
So, okay, that's a deep question. So the problem with that question is very deep, but it's all right. It's like, it's cool. So like, I didn't really like decide to move from California. Like, COVID happened and nothing was running out there. And I was very depressed and very sad and like things weren't going well. And, you know, without going too deep into things, I ended up leaving with my girlfriend that was in Florida at the time. So we moved to Florida for a little bit, try to make a name for myself there. And then we ended up leaving Florida to come to Philadelphia. So it wasn't really, how do you say this correctly? It wasn't really like a choice, but it was a choice I needed to make for my mental, my emotions and everything like that. But I love it here. I do not regret leaving. I wish things were a little different in West Coast, but because of COVID and things like that, do I have a preference on which one? I love the West Coast. Obviously, I'm from there. My friends are there. My family's from there. I grew up with all those people that all the workers out there, and there's amazing talent out there. The East Coast, though, there's something, unless I haven't seen it, there's something humbling about this place out here, the Northeast area. Like, anywhere I went to, all the locker rooms, they're very welcoming and open arms, and everyone's trying to make everyone better, and they're all young, they're all talented, they're all fucking hungry, but at the same time, they're very humble, which is so fucking hard to find in this business. Like, I'm not saying like I'm this fucking old grizzled veteran, but I've been in, you know, the West Coast, I've been in Florida, so I've seen those locker rooms that can be very great and very toxic or whatever. And obviously that's not going to change because that's just the way it is. But out here, it's a different animal in a good way, you know what I mean? And it makes you hungry to like elevate yourself and be better and do better. And I like it here. I have no complaints right now. Other than trying to keep up with these young pups, I have no complaints right now.
There's a lot out there. A lot of amazing talent. So
man,
much.
I love it, man. It's so cool. No matter where you look, no matter where you're at, like, you're going to see a great fucking match, a great talent. Like, mm-hmm. it's cool, man. It's fun.
Okay. All right, so let's go. I'm mixing on all my fan tweets and then whatever anybody writes into the chat. So let's since we're talking a little bit about California, so we're going to go with John's tweet here. He goes, so one of his questions is some things that are better about living in California.
The weather, for sure. Fuck this weather out here. Oh, that is fucking, fuck this weather, bro.
It's true.
The tacos, In-N-Out. Man, fuck this place over here. You got... there's some good shit out here, but tacos, In-N-Out, the weather. Yeah, I don't know if that's what he meant. I don't know if they meant fucking wrestling.
No,
but
just in general. It was just like a general question, you know? Yeah, it didn't have to be wrestling. Bro. It could have been anything, you know?
Yeah, fuck this weather, bro. When I got a message on my phone saying, do not go outside because of snow. Yeah, fuck that. What is that? What kind of bullshit? Like, I couldn't even go down the street to the corner store because they told me not to go out. And then on top of that, it looks beautiful outside.
Right.
And then I step outside, and it's like 14 degrees. Nah, man, this shit don't work around here. What kind of bullshit?
And then you get it like in your sneaker, and it gets all wet and cold.
I MSP was the one that they convinced me to get Crocs. I got Crocs. The first day they got there, I put them on to go somewhere. It was fucking cold. My toes got so frozen. I was like, bro, I got to go back upstairs and change. This is bullshit. Yeah, it was sad.
Boys, what are you doing? Shout out to MSP. I love them so much.
Love them. They're
so great. So a lot of names we're bringing up here you can find on this channel. MSP has been on here. All right. His other question says, things that are better about living in Philly. And he says, besides Alyssa, we get that you guys are in love. So... what's some things better here?
Shit, I don't even know. It's cool. I mean, there's no traffic. Well, at least
really?
where I'm at, there's not a lot of traffic, which is cool. Because in LA, there's like a fuck ton of traffic. But here, there's not that much traffic. So,
damn, I need to leave New traveling. York.
Huh?
I need to leave New York.
Bro, every time I go up north to the northeast, it's just always like that, to Maine and shit like that. Yeah. Like, we have to leave earlier because we passed the bridge.
Yeah.
And that shit is crazy. I can't deal with that shit.
I'm from here. I've had it. I'm ready to go, but there's no, I don't know where to go. But John's last question says, you looking forward to WrestleMania being in Philly next year?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Like, it's cool. Like, I don't think I'm going to do anything. No. Hopefully I get on shows, but if not, whatever. I'm cool. I take that shit back. Yes, I'm excited because I hope I'm on shows. I do. I really do. But the cool part about it is, like, everyone comes from around the world. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to say anything, but I have a lot of friends around the world, so I know they'll be in town. So I get to see people and reconnect with them and talk to them and drink some drinks with them. And that's what I'm more excited about. Like, if I get to, like, that's one of my two favorite things is wrestling, drinking, and hanging out friends and stuff like that. So I'm very, very excited for that.
There you go. You can roll out of bed in your Crocs and be like, hey, I don't need to go far.
Let's go. I'm so pumped for that shit.
You're for it. All right, let's move on. All right, let's talk Blitzkrieg a little bit. So you're currently the Blitzkrieg champion. So you won the belt at Wrestleville. I was there against VSK. So, and now you've been continuing to defend it. So talk to us. You know, I mean, I want to talk about Wrestleville as a whole also, but let's talk about Blitzkrieg winning the title, you know, from VSK, the moment, all that.
So Blitzkrieg is really home right now for me, because when I first got here, I'm trying to remember exactly. I could be getting the dates wrong. The 26th is when we got here. I don't know the month. I'm sorry. I'm very bad with dates. But the moment we got to Philadelphia, I remember it was a 22-hour drive because of the U-Haul truck that I had to drive with the car in the back of the bed. And it was just such a long – I could only go 50 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. It was just a long day. Mm-hmm. And when we got there, it was like the next morning, I was just like, ah, fuck it. And I just started drinking. It was just having a good time. You know, I was just chilling, having a good time. So I got a little too drunk. I ended up passing out, whatever, and then I woke up to, like, either shit or throw up. I can't really remember what. And I saw a DM on Twitter, and it was Blitzkrieg. And it's just like, yo, sorry for the short notice. Could you make it to Springfield, I believe it was? And I was like, shit, I don't know where that's at. And then I'm on the toilet trying to figure out my life, and I'm all like, I look at Alyssa, and I'm like, what do I do? And she's like, fuck it, just do it. I was like, all right, yeah, man, I'm down. So then we drive up there, and I think it was like 3 hours. It was in a mall. I can't really remember the show or the venue. Or the venue was a mall. I just don't remember exactly. And then I was wrestling Brad Hollister, Big Bacon, and that was cool because that was a moment for ourselves too, because we were both in kind of not necessarily denial, but questioning if we can still do this and blah, 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 blah. And then we had that match, and it was a fun, great match. And then I got invited to the Luau, I think it was next month, in their Rumble. And then I didn't know what was going to happen with me there. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, hopefully Blitzkrieg keeps, you know, bringing me in and stuff like that. And we did that match, and it was cool. It was like a little setup for something. And then I got invited to the brewery show where I wrestled Ichiban, which was very fun, but it didn't suck, but it was like tough because it was in the sun, mm-hmm. and that shit was hot. It was very, very hot. But that was fun. And I had to talk with Jeremy and was just like, look, man, like, I appreciate it. Like, this is fun. Like, I don't know what's going to happen with me, but I would love to be a part of the roster forever. You know what I mean? Because, like, you gave me my first opportunity. I'm having a lot of fucking fun here. Like, you guys all treat us like family, and I love it here. And then, you know, setups were happening. I wasn't, like, really – I was having more fun, and I wasn't paying attention to things. Right. And then WrestleGold was talked about, and hey, you're going to wrestle VSK. And I'm like, cool, man. I'll try to keep up with him. Like, that motherfucker dope. And, yeah, I ended up being that fool, and I ended up being the champion. That shit was tight. That moment was so surreal to me because I didn't think it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, why? You know, why me? Of all people. I'm an outsider, technically. Like, why would you trust me with the title? Trust me by putting the company on your back? Like, it's crazy. It's just, it's mind-boggling to me. But the fact that he did, and we riding with the shit, and everything's been cool, and everything's been fun. And I think I had 2 title defenses already. And, like, I don't know. I don't see myself stopping anytime soon because I'm having so much fun right now.
No, it's great. And, like, definitely fan favorite, you know, so.
Which is crazy because they hated me. I tried to make them hate me, and I cut a promo, called someone a bitch, and they're like, yeah. I was like, oh, all right, here we are. Here we fucking are, man. It's great. I love it.
Nah, it's great. It's definitely a good time. So, all right, let's see. Oh, hi, good cop, bad cop. What's going on? He said that he sees that you'd like some crazy questions. So I'm pretty sure he's going to come in here with some crazy questions. Wait, I have to, like, bring up this because, you know, like, I came to the Blitzkrieg, the 2-day versus Limitless also. And, like, you and Brad Cashew. And I was dying at the I have, like, a clip somewhere on my phone. And, like, you chopped the shit out of him. And I was like, I was dying. I love Brad Cashew.
He did not like that shit. He was just like, bro.
He just like went flying through the side into the audience. And it was just.
You got to give the people what they want, man. This shit sucks sometimes, but at least it was in my chest.
Shout out to Brad Cashew. Much love to him, the chaotic champion over there.
He's cool people. I like him.
He's
cool
great. People. He's great. A lot. There's so many people that I feel that are so underrated. So this is why we do these podcasts, so that we can get some, you know, more love. But another promotion that we have to give so much love to, Grind. We got to talk about Grind. Shout out love to Delmi. Shout out to Rip. I love you guys so much. I miss you. I got to come up there soon. But I watch everything when I'm not, you know, in Massachusetts or whatever. One of my favorite matches was you and Danny Miles. Shout out to Danny Miles. Feel better. Get well soon.
That was fun, too. That was a great match, man. I still watch that match to this day. I feel bad for him. I feel bad for what happened. But
yeah,
that motherfucker cool, too. I love Grind, too, man. Like, the joke is, I don't know if it's serious, but the joke is because I'm booked for every show is because I take Alyssa. I don't know if that's the truth. But if that's the truth, fuck it, man. I'm there. I'll take it, man. Fuck it.
No, it's great. I love Grind. If you guys are not on the Grind train, get on the Grind train, because just even me being backstage and just the atmosphere of the roster is absolutely amazing. You guys could see a lot of the backstage stuff that I've done when I've been up there. The matches are amazing. The fans, it's nothing like the energy.
Grind it's so funny to me because they tell me that Grind keeps growing. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you think about it where it's like, damn, man, how big can we get? How big are we going to get? Yeah. And like, fucking honestly, sky's the limit with Grind, because it's like, everyone there is for the boys and girls, built by the boys and girls, and I fucking absolutely love that. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. You don't have to go out there and tell them like to kill it or whatever the fuck, or you got this rah rah speech, even though we do. But it's just like, everyone puts their heart out into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then the crowd too. The crowd comes back every month and just enjoys it and fucking like gets super hyped, super loud. It's a different environment. The locker room is fucking different. The how you said, the locker room, the fans, everything about it is different. No one's like, you know, looking like, oh, you should have done that, da, da. Everyone's there to help each other out and pick each other up and give each other like ideas for anything. Like, I absolutely love Grind. Anytime I'm around the locker room or around anyone that's a part of Grind, like, you can feel the difference in, like, everyone has a big smile on their face. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, fuck it. Let's go out there and have fun. Let's do it.
Speaking of Grind, Mike Skyros is in the chat. He goes, Andy is a good dude. I don't know why he's associating with your bum-ass Tiffany. First of all, okay.
No!
Who's been on this podcast twice? But I'm a bum, right? But you're freaking sad. All right?
Is fucking Mike, dog. Bro, don't do that shit to me. You can't put me in a situation like that. That's hilarious.
Damn. We were saying nice things about you. Now you can kiss off, okay? Like,
that's great. Fucking Mike is great, man. I like that dude.
Yeah.
I kept making fun of him in the beginning, but I don't know. He helped me on a bench press, so I was just like, oh, this is my dude. Fuck yeah.
See? And it was funny because I wanted to talk about the dungeon that, like, everybody talks about, that everybody wants to go work out at freaking Rip's place. It's just...
Does anybody talk about it, or is that like, we don't talk about it?
No, you can talk about it. I've talked about it with Rip. I've talked about it with Delmi. I think me and Mike had talked about it, too.
Yeah. No, that place is fucking scary, man. I fucking hate it. I don't hate it. I love it, but in a scary way. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. We were working out there, and everything was fucking, it was cold. It started snowing. Someone's got a picture of it, and I fucking love it. It's me with the snowflake on my palm. I'm like all happy in my happy place. But, nah, that shit is scary. That shit's different fucking... No other gym that I've been to has been that scary. That one, yeah, but it's fun. But you crawl out of there. No matter what you're doing, you're crawling out of there.
Uh-oh. No wonder Mike likes it over there.
Yeah, that's the creators. The dungeon is the creator of the Sad Boys, for sure.
He said, man, just casually smoked all of us on the bench, shaking my head.
No, that wasn't me, bro. I was hungover. I couldn't do anything.
He goes, I'm fighting for my life out here.
No, they were having a good time. I was fighting for my life. I'm not used to the snow or the cold, and that shit was, but it's fun.
Much love again to Delmi and Rip, such amazing people. So, 100%. All right, let's talk a little bit about Beyond. Let's talk a little bit about Wrestling Open. You know, it's amazing to see, like, you know, what has been put, you know, brought about between Wrestling Open and all the up and coming talent that comes in and out of there. You know, Beyond's been around for a long time. You know, so let's do this. Like, some of your favorite matches. You know, who do you want to work? I mean, one of my favorites was you and Anthony Henry, but, you know, there's so many, you know.
Well, that one was at Limitless, though, right? The me and Henry one?
Was it Limitless or was it Beyond? Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was Beyond.
No, me and Anthony Henry?
Yeah. Was it
Limitless? Yeah, that was
Limitless.
Okay,
I'm confused. See, I watch so much. And it's like,
no, you're good. I do the same shit where I'd be like, isn't this only? I don't know. No, that was at Limitless, that me and Henry match.
Okay.
With Beyond, we'll talk about that match for sure. Beyond, shit. Honestly, I want to wrestle everyone. Yeah. There's a lot of talent there, and I fucking love it because it's the same thing like I talked about. It's a Northeast based spot where everyone goes to, like, better themselves, but also help everyone else. Yeah. So you're always going to, like, learn something or get something new out of it. There's no big head drama. And if there was, like, they kicked them out. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those places where they have an open door policy where anyone and everyone could come in. But if you have a shitty reputation or you're just a piece of shit, like, they're not going to let you in, which I fucking love because... Yeah. Everyone that you see on that card or the shows or the matches, those are good people. You know what I mean? Like, not good talents. Like, they are good talents, but, like, they're good people, and I fucking love that. And some of the people that I would like to wrestle is TJ Crawford, for sure. He's been on my list for a minute. Like, WrestleMania was in Tampa, and I met him out there at a show called VS Shit, I fucked that up. I know I fucked that up.
Violence and Suffering.
Yes, that one. I think I teamed with him in a random ass eight man. I would love to work with him. He's fucking fantastic. I'm glad to see. Sucks that he busted his lip, but like, glad that he came back from his knee injury because that motherfucker is going at 100%. Fancy Ryan Clancy is another one. I would love to be in there with him. He's a great dude, student of the game for sure. If I could get a tag team, I would love to wrestle the Miracle Gens. Like, those motherfuckers are great. Mm-hmm. Too fast for me, though, but I would love to work with them. And the list goes on over there, man. It's kind of hard. I always hate doing that where I single certain people out because it's just like, fuck, I don't know the rest of the roster. And I don't want to, like, shit on someone. But honestly, everyone and anyone there, I would love to. Intergender matches. I would love to do intergender matches. Like, I love all that shit. Like, that shit is fun to me. So, anybody and everyone could get it.
Oh, honestly. Shit. So, a tag stand. Tag stand for Intergender Bonanza. Here, I'm going to tag him. Let's get his ass in here.
Get his ass in here.
Get his ass in here, pretty much. So, yeah, that'd be pretty freaking awesome, too. John in the chat says, would you ever want to join or fight main event and Pedro Jones?
Oh, I would love to join main event. I would love to work with him. I would love to beat the fuck out of Pedro for sure. Just cause, honestly, he has fantastic calves, but I want to fuck him up. No, he's a good dude. He's gonna get mad that I call him a good dude. But no, I would love to wrestle or honestly join them. Honestly, like they're fucking fantastic.
Yeah, I love main event. Now they got that new intro going over at MLW. Shout out to main event.
That shit's so tight, man. We was talking about that shit. I'm glad that they pulled it off, man. Yeah. That's cool. It's fucking fire.
That's so awesome. I've been watching them since like they started. So I love those boys over here at House of Glory. So pretty much my house. But even like a Limitless, you know, like Anthony Henry. I mean, shout out to Randy. Randy puts some great shit on too.
Yeah, he does.
So,
yeah, he does. He challenges people, which I really like. Like he's not gonna put like, you know, 3-year guy versus 3-year guy. He's gonna put like the 3-year guy versus the fucking vet and like all this stuff, and it's fantastic. When I got there, I didn't think I was gonna get a lot of love, you know. Yeah. Again, outsider, why would I? But when he put me with Henry, I was just like, holy shit, dude! Like, are you sure you don't want to give it to someone else? And they're like, no, man, we want you. I feel like I did a good job. I feel like he liked it. I think he told me he liked it, so. That's cool. I hope to come back there soon, for sure.
And there's another place, like, the fans, like, shout out John Alba. I always give John Alba credit because that's how I found Limitless, because of John Alba. So much love to him. And I was big bucket list, was Limitless. I made it last year to go all the way up to Maine. It's a ride. That's it's a hike.
Far, right from New York?
It's like 6.5 hours. So yeah. I did a weekend. I went up to Massachusetts, went to a Chaotic show, stayed. Then I went to Limitless. So, but the fans... And I was like, the energy, that energy should be everywhere at a show.
Yeah, those motherfuckers want to see death. And I'm just like, damn,
no,
bro.
Not death.
I'm trying to survive over here. I'm trying to get paid and go
this
drink.
This is not deathmatch wrestling. That's a whole breed. So,
that's a whole different breed.
That's a whole other breed over there. So, but yeah, much love to Randy up there, too. All right, let's do some more because I got a lot of fan questions here. All right, let's do this one. This one's from Good Cop.
People like me?
They do. They like you. See, Good Cop, Bad Cop. He said, with Andy Brown being an anagram of Brandy now, if you had to have an alcoholic drink now, what would it be?
Anything that gets me fucked up. I don't care. I don't give a fuck, man. I'll drink anything, to be honest. As long as it doesn't make me hallucinate, I don't give a fuck. I'll drink anything. There's nothing. If you ask me, oh, what do you want? You want Bud Light? You want this? You want Coors? You want that? I don't, whatever, man. Put it in my hand. Let's go. Let's go. I don't care. Like, I just, it's, I joke about it. I joke about it that I like to have fun, that I like to drink. Nah, I'm pretty sure it's the alcoholism thing, but like, I don't give a fuck. Like, whatever. I got a hold on it. Keep the shirt.
There you go. Hey, you know, shoot your shot here because, you know, I've had a lot of fans, you know, like I'll ask like, oh, what are some things that you'd like that the fans would bring? Like,
bring me alcohol.
But what kind? Just like put it out there because
no,
like...
it doesn't matter. Whatever you think your favorite alcohol beverage is, bring it to me at my merch table. Buying my merch, motherfuckers. But at the same time, it needs to be closed. It needs to be sealed. If I open that shit as a bottle and that shit doesn't go, you know what I mean? I can't fuck with it.
What happens
I probably
if
still will, to be honest.
What happens if somebody brings you like a pina colada with the umbrellas and all that shit in there? You want that too?
Well, we'll figure it out. Yeah, bring me alcohol. I ain't even tripping. Alcohol and a high five and a funny joke. Let's go, man. It's all about good times over here.
There you go. There you go.
Yes. I know Alyssa's watching this. She's going to be so pissed that I said that shit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's going to be so mad. Watch. She's going to bust through that door right now.
I'm sorry.
Nah. She's cool. She gets it.
All right. Let's move on. Okay. Fan tweet. This one's from David. He goes, what was your first wrestling that you ever saw?
That's hard because I have such a wide, I don't know how to explain it. I don't remember it, but I do remember like the old school guys like Ultimate Warrior, Macho Man, The Rock and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember like a specific match or like anything like that, if that makes any sense. Sorry that answer isn't cool. Like, it's just I just remember all of it, like, mm-hmm. but not no specific matches. I just remember like Mr. Perfect and Rick Rude and all them guys like that. Like, I don't remember matches. There wasn't a match that I was just like, holy shit, my life has changed and I want to do this. It wasn't that. Mm-hmm. Like, the only time that ever happened was when The Rock started becoming like, when he left the Nation of Domination, mm-hmm. and was by himself. When he started calling himself The Rock or like being The Rock, that was the only time I ever was like, fuck yeah, I could do this, because it sucks that it's going to go a little weird ways. But like, that was the only time I've ever seen someone like of my color, mm-hmm. like make it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not hating. I'm not saying anything. I'm just like, that was like Hulk Hogan. I saw Hulk Hogan. I was like, oh, is that my brother? No, he's just tanned as fuck, the orange ass dude. So I was just like, no, that's not it. Ultimate Warrior, maybe. No, mm-hmm. it can't be. You know what I mean? So, like, when I saw The Rock, I was just like, oh, he's my color. Like, fuck right. yeah, this dude's doing it. He's making it big. He's on the main events. Fuck yeah, I can do it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
that was the only time that I have ever was like, oh, I can do this. But my fondest memory is just wrestling. It's mm-hmm. just always been that. It's always been the characters. It's never been, like, a match or things like that. But it's always been the wrestlers.
Okay. All right, let's move on to a next question from the fans. Desiree wanted me to ask this because this just sets everybody off on my podcast pretty much. All right, so the first part of it is, what is your favorite cereal?
Fuck.
Now this is really going to come banging on the door.
I know, she's like, you better say this shit right. I think I have to go basic and go Fruity Pebbles for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Now for the question that sets everybody off. Do you pour your milk in first and then your cereal, or do you put your cereal in first and then your milk?
Just to piss people off, I pour my milk in first and then cereal. Yeah, honestly, just to piss people off. I never used to do that shit, but like, people used to like, oh, you can't do that. I'm like, all right, nigga, watch this shit. And I used to do milk and then cereal just to piss them off. Fuck them.
Damn, someone tag Dustin Waller, because then he's just going to come talk shit, block you, and be done with you.
Boy, is that what he does? He's mad about that shit?
This question came up on my 200 episode with Miracle Generation. They all came at me, okay?
Was that the clip that you pinned on your yes. Twitter? Yeah, that shit got rowdy. I was like, damn.
It wasn't even my question. That wasn't even like, shout out to Everything Pro Wrestling Conrad. That was his question, and I got the shit for it.
That's hilarious. Like, yeah, well, that's what you get.
It wasn't even my question.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, Dustin was like, I don't care if you pour your milk in first, block us, or I'm going to block you. Don't come to the merch table. Like, I was like, damn. I was like,
I'm going to have to tell his ass next time I see him for sure.
Yeah. So if you want to, or like, if you guys want to tweet at Dustin, go for it. Conrad's crying in the chat. Oh, God. Zach tagged him. He goes, Thick Daddy is a milk first guy.
Let's go. Yeah. Fucking spread the rumor. Fuck that fool.
Oh, man. Thanks, Zach. He's screaming thick in the chat. Triple T is in the chat. He goes, hi, Mr. Thick Daddy. It sounds so wrong with my Queens accent, how I say words. So I'm sorry that it comes out sounding
No, good. You're good. I love it. I love anytime anyone says Thick Daddy in a different accent. I think it's the right? funniest shit to me.
The very, very city accent. He says, do you think it's chaotic to put cereal in first and then water and then milk? Ew, who does that?
Nah, bullshit. When I was broke back in LA, I used to do that shit.
Really?
Yeah, man. I had to survive, man. Fuck that. But I say don't do it, bro. I say save up and buy some fucking milk, you fucking crazy ass.
Good Cop, Bad Cop says, eat a slice of pizza from the crust side first really messes with people.
I see people eat that shit upside down, and I think it's a bright idea. You get all the flavors right away.
The new trend I saw on TikTok is people are cutting a circle underneath the crust, and then they're just pulling the crust off.
Bruh, people are fucking weird. Anything I see on TikTok, I just immediately go, you're fucking out there.
Let's see. Brad says, it's always his fault. I've said that for 30 years. Always her. Shut up. Okay.
Damn, can you see that I'm sweating on this fucking thing?
Oh, man, are we making you sweat? I'm sorry.
I'm fucking hot. No, I just... it's hot in here.
Uh-oh. Alyssa said she found her way into the chat to put her fist at you.
What did she say?
Her fist at you.
Oh, I'm fucked, dude. As soon as we hang out, she's going to fucking sock me in the back of the head.
We'll keep you on long for the podcast so you can get socked on. So, actually, she had a question. She goes, who are some of the opponents that Andy Brown has learned the most from over the years?
She whack, bro.
No, that's a good question.
Alyssa said that?
Yeah.
Alyssa, man, she's whack.
That is not a whack question. That's a good
question. I was just stalling to try to think of people. So a lot of the people, it's a lot of the people are mostly West Coast people. Mm-hmm. In no particular order, there's a guy out there named Tommy Wilson, the Mega King Tommy Wilson. He taught me a lot of in-ring psychology and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Calling shit on the fly. It was always scary with him because he was just like, all right, we're gonna do that. Right. What? Yep. And I'm like, fuck, all right, here we go. Tyler Bateman, which is my fucking, he's my best friend, my dude, my tag partner, because we're still trying to make that shit rock. I learned a lot from him. Like, he used to actually beat the fuck out of me in the ring. Like, now when I get hit by people, I'm just like, whatever. It's like, it hurts, but it ain't no Bateman fucking beating me up. But I learned a lot from him when it comes to timing, positioning, anything that in-ring stuff. The shit that you see me do now is actually based off of him. Mm-hmm. Like, I learned a lot from him. He gave me a lot. Like, I love Tyler Bateman. If you can go find him, mm-hmm. You should watch his stuff. He's fantastic. Another guy is Ray Rosas. He's another West Coast guy. He taught me so much when it comes to like TV style wrestling. Him and this guy named Peter Avalon. Yes. They both taught. Yeah. The librarian or whatever the fuck he's going as now. They both taught me TV style wrestling, like timing and when to do this and when to do that. Look over here, look at that, da da da. Like, it was just so much. It was so much fucking information, but they made it so easy to like just to have it like put in my brain and being able to do it. And a lot of my tag matches too were with Ray Rosas, and he taught me tag matches because he was in a tag match with Peter or a tag team with Peter. But when it was kind of funny, like, I was teaming with Tyler Bateman, Ray was teaming with Peter, and they both got signed. Bateman with Ring of Honor, and then Peter with AEW. And it was just me and Ray Rosas left together, and we were called the Leftovers. And I think some of the – when you ask that question of how would you know Andy Brown or whatever from matches, those are the matches you'll find is bar wrestling, me and Ray Rosas as a team, and he taught me tag wrestling. Another person is B-Boy. I don't know if a lot of people have heard him. He was out here for like CZW and stuff like that in Philadelphia area, and he's a legend in the game, and he's still fucking doing it. He's San Diego now with his own school with Level Up, and he taught me a lot of stuff, a lot. Just, he was one of the guys that were like, we'll wrestle and then we'll go back to the house and drink, and he would just feel like just tell me information about stuff and all this cool stories and shit like that. Anthony Green, obviously, Rip Bison, I stay with him. And then we stay with him every month. So, like, we'll be on this loop. And every time we're on the loop, we're always at his house. And it's funny because now we say it's our house. It's our place. And, like, yeah. I got to actually pay rent this month. Which fucking sucks. But it is what it is.
Just bring up some booze. He'll be happy.
Yeah, but that shit ain't going to turn on the lights.
I'm trying to help you out here, okay? No, I'm trying to give you, like, you know, a cheaper.
I feel you on that. No, you're right. You're right. I'm probably going to fuck up. Obviously, my trainer, Jesse Hernandez, at the School of Hard Knocks, Black Metal, the guy, the promoter out there that trained me and he gave me all this advice. It was a little rough, but it was, you know, it was good advice and stuff like that. He was funny, man. He's like, you can't get away with that shit now. I'll say that much. Mm-hmm. What he used to tell me, you can't get away with that shit now, but damn, I don't know who else. I feel bad.
I think, you know, that's amazing. You know, yeah. Mike in the chat said Tyler Bateman is fantastic. My best friend Brad says PPA's feud with Ray Rose's and CWFH got me into the company. Their cage match was outstanding. So yeah, I knew all those, you know, names that you were saying, like, it was going to make Brad very happy because Brad loves watching West Coast wrestling.
Brad's the big beard. Yes. Daddy or some shit like that, right?
Me and Brad go back 30 years, me and Brad. It's crazy.
Fuck yeah.
It's so wild. So, but, it's great because, like, if I don't know people, Brad knows, so he could kind of, like, fill me in. He watches a lot of the West Coast. So
that's cool.
Yeah, so that's really awesome. So let's see. Do we have any more fan tweets here? Here. This one's from James. He says, ask him if he likes being cheered at Open.
I don't necessarily give a fuck. Like, if you cheer for me because you like me, then cool. If you boo me because you're supposed to or whatever the case is, like, I don't care. Like, that's always been my thing with when it comes to wrestling. Like, I'm going to do me. You do you.
Right.
If you want to cheer for me, cool. If you want to boo me, cool. Like, I'm not really that. Like, I know I'm supposed to be. Like, and I know this is, like, the shit you're supposed to do. But, like, you know, like, how many times have you seen a movie and you, like, the bad guy's the bad guy. And you're just like, damn, this guy's kind of fucking cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so, like. Hey, if you boo me and you're supposed to boo me, don't get mad when I tell you to suck my asshole. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, but if you cheer for me and you're supposed to cheer for me, fuck yeah, dog. I'll still tell you some wild shit, but, like, I don't give, like, you know what I mean? Like, we're all just out there having a good time, man. If you're having a good time and, like, staying on the guidelines of, like, not fucking around, not touching nobody, not socking nobody, then cool, man. Then I don't give a fuck what you do.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I hope that answers your question.
No, you know what? I'm gonna up his question with that. You know, we'll go with that. Do you prefer playing a heel or do you prefer play like a face?
I know this sounds shitty to say. I'm me.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, I hope this doesn't make me fucking sound like a fucking piece of shit. Like, I'm me. There's nothing. Like, there's no good guy, bad guy about me. If I go out there and I fucking, like, come on, let's go, and you go boo, I'm going to tell you something. If I go out there and they cheer me, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something no matter what. Like, that's what I mean by, like, Andy Brown, the wrestler, is an experience. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be there to understand me.
Right.
Like, if you're just watching me on your screen, I would not. Sometimes I will, but I won't come across as, like, a good, quote unquote, good wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're there, then you'd be like, oh, this guy's a motherfucker. I like it. Or, like, oh, I hate him, but I like it. You know what I mean? Like, so it's just, you just got to experience that shit. And it's fun, man.
Okay. All right. Let's do one of my favorite questions on this podcast that's dear to my heart, wrestling with positivity. Since there's always negative in the world of wrestling, so I like to focus on the positive. So is there anything that comes to mind, something maybe a wrestler's done for you, maybe you've done for a wrestler, maybe something a fan's done for you, maybe something that you've done for a fan, something that we wouldn't normally know unless you would share this story?
Oh, shit. Well, that's a good one.
Yeah. Hey, Kylon, you're...
Kylon's on that.
Kylon's on.
Bushy-head ass fool. Cut your hair, dog. Look like me.
That's terrible.
My nigga. I love him. I fucking love Kylon. Damn. I don't know, actually. The only thing is, like... is, like, after shows with, like, the brothers and sisters and everyone in between having, like, a beer and chilling and telling stories and things like that. Like, something just happened this past weekend on the Loop after Grind. But, like, I just don't feel – It's not that I don't feel comfortable. Nothing bad happened. Nothing. Mm-hmm. It was nothing bad. It was just kind of like, we just like, it's hard to explain. Like, the best way, the only way I could explain it is like, I've had these moments with, whether it be fans, whether it be wrestlers, whether it be, you know, anybody, it doesn't matter. Like I'm for sure. I'm an open book, whatever you want to know, I'll say it. But those moments, those key moments, whether it be, I helped someone, they helped me, I did this for a fan or the fan did this, whatever right. it may be. I don't necessarily like to talk about it mm-hmm. just because like it's our moment. Does mm-hmm. that make any sense?
No, I got
I know
it.
That I know it's like a shitty thing to actually. And I feel fucking bad because I don't remember the name and I feel terrible. I feel fucking terrible about it. But we're in LA and I was illegally parked somewhere in front of a car and I was wrestling and I just finished my match. And when I was done, I was fucking drenched in sweat like I am right now. I was sweating. I was exhausted. I was just tired. And someone goes, whose car or whose blue truck? And it was mine. And they're like, hey, can you move it? My friend, it's not funny. My friend is having an asthma attack and he cannot breathe. No. And we need to get the fuck out of here. And without hesitation, I said, give me a second. I don't know what the fuck I did to this guy. I did something to his chest and he was breathing again. Got in the truck, moved it. They got out of the way. I went, whatever. The next day they hit me up saying, hey, my friend couldn't breathe by the time we got to the hospital. Mm-hmm. So you like, I didn't save his life by any fucking means. I just moved the car.
Yeah.
But that was a story that he publicly talks about on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So that is a story that I will share. But a lot of the times I try to just kind of keep it to myself and keep it to between us two. Like that's what I mean by the experience. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I've had talks with Kylon about certain yeah. things, you know what I mean? And it's just kind of like, I don't want to necessarily put their shit out there or my shit yeah. or whatever the case is. But like at the end of the day, like that's wrestling has brought a lot for me and done a lot for me and to me. It brought me with Alyssa, you know what I mean? And like yeah. that shit is cool. And like those were moments that I can't like speak. Oh, actually today is our fucking sounds so shitty or like, what's the word? I don't know how to explain. Simpy of me to remember this. Today is our our first kiss anniversary.
Aww.
Yeah. I think like 4 or 5 years ago it was our aww. First kiss. So like it's funny. And the only reason I remember that is because it's my friend Heather Monroe's birthday today. So happy birthday, Heather. But it's our first kiss anniversary. And it's just shit like that where it's just kind of like, if it wasn't for wrestling, I wouldn't have met Heather. We wouldn't have went to the party. I wouldn't have met Alyssa and talked and then, you know, groove things out. But, like, yeah, a lot of those stuff is just personal stuff. And yeah. Like, yeah, it's cool. It's cool shit. It's cool.
That's cute. Thank you for sharing. But I totally get that. What you say, like, the experience, you know, that's why I like sharing, like, the wrestling with positivity. Because there's so much good that it works at all ends between, like, even like me, like coming up and I bring cookies, people, and like, you don't know what, you know, what it means, like maybe a kid or something that maybe like yeah. a wrestler gave like a free shirt or something or just like a conversation, you know, that's why I like to put it out there. The whole wrestling yeah, positivity,
at,
you know,
at this past grind, this kid, I forgot, I didn't get his name. It was probably like Rocky or Jonathan. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, but it was his 8th birthday and he fucking decided to go to a grind show. And then we're all just hanging out and it was so cool. It was such a fucking cool moment because Ethan Scott was saying, hey, it's his birthday. And then the crowd's just chanting happy birthday. Yeah. And then just looking at him, he was next to me when that was happening. He was crying. I was like, fuck yeah, dude. Like that's cool. I gave him a fucking t-shirt and mm-hmm. a thick daddy t-shirt. And he was just like, no, you don't. And I was like, oh shit. But like see? Things like that. Yeah, I don't like to like say shit like that out loud just because it's just like it is what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I just think it's sweet. Like little things like that. It's just like there's so much negative, you know, like yeah. there's so much good in wrestling. And I try to bring that into light, you know, especially on this channel. So
agreed.
awesome. So much love for that. Oh, Alyssa's giving you kisses in the chat. Kyla said, love you too. And he said
no. N-word?
He did, but like I
yeah, I can't see the chats. I can't see the chats. I don't know if it's like what I did to my screen, but fuck yeah. Kylan's hilarious, bro. I said nigga in a podcast, no, in an interview and on in public. I don't give a fuck. And ever since then, he's been saying that shit. I love it, bro.
I love Kylan. That's my boy over there. He knows. Yeah. So, all right. So, I'm winding down. We're gonna go down to like two more questions. If anybody else has anything in the chat, and then we'll get into what you got coming up. All right. So, what are some goals of 2023?
For me, honestly, nothing, man. Health, just having fun, keep doing this. I think I'm as shitty as it sounds, I think I'm like past my prime, and when in the sense of like getting signed or you know, getting on AEW or WWE or Impact, like MLW, like, I mean, MLW, I don't know, maybe, but like, I think for me, it's just at this point, it's just have fun, be healthy, stay consistent, and have a good time, man. Make memories. Like, I'm not really like at that point where I'm like, I'm trying to get signed or I'm trying to do this. I'm just trying to have a good time.
Yeah. No, a lot of people, right? They just like staying in the independent scene too. You know,
it's fun, man. When you create that brotherhood, sisterhood, and themhood, like, it's fucking cool, man. It's fun. There's nothing like it. There's fucking nothing like it. When you come out and you hear that big roar of the crowd, whether it's cheering or booing, you have a good match and you go to the back and everyone's cool and everyone's having a good time. And then you're all getting together and eating, drinking, whatever the case is. Like, there's nothing beats that shit. Nothing beats that shit.
Definitely. All right. So I like to end every podcast off with, you know, we have a lot of people that tune into this podcast that maybe they're thinking to get into wrestling or maybe they're training. Shout out to Scott.
Don't do it. We'll do something else, bro. We'll do something else. Fuck that. This shit ain't easy, bro. Go do something else. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, a lot of people say that too on this podcast. So, no, but, you know, what's a piece of advice that you would give those, you know, amateur inspired wrestlers out there?
One, don't fucking do it.
And two, don't fucking do it.
Don't quit, man. If you really want to do this shit, don't quit. You have to have tough skin. You have to have a tough mind frame. Like, this shit ain't easy, man. It's really not. Like, I started kind of late-ish. I was like 23, 24 when I started training. Mm-hmm. And I never had body dysmorphia. I never had depression. I wasn't anything like that. But this, it's not the business. It's just the people that you're around. It's the fans. It's this. It's that. You could be doing something. Whatever your greatest achievement is, someone could shit on it. It's just always like that, you know what I mean? But just don't quit. Like, it's gonna get fucking hard. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna stress you out. You're not gonna be at family parties, or you're gonna lose a lot of fucking partners, and you're gonna think that people are friends and they're not. Like that's why I say don't fucking do it. The pop isn't worth it, I think, but if you are going to be in this and you are going to do it, you have to have a passion for it. You have to have a love for it. You can't second guess it. You can't doubt it, because once you doubt it, once you do that, you're going to get run over by it. But love it, man, and have fun doing it. That's the number one thing. Have fucking fun. Don't quit. Be tough. Not in public, but be okay to like cry. In the sense of like, not because of physical pain, but emotional stuff. Because it fucking sucks, man, when you like think you're doing great and then they get someone else because they know someone. You know what I mean? Like, it sucks. That shit's shitty. But learn to cry. Learn to be emotional with yourself, or be strong for yourself mentally. And do trust someone, but, you know, understand you can't trust everyone. That's what I mean by like, it's a lot of fucking like, do this, but also do that. But be tough. And be strong and love what you do. Don't hesitate. Don't second guess it, and be all in. And then two, don't do it. Fuck that. Go do something else, bro. Go do something else.
By the way, I wrote in the chat to Kylan that you put your milk in first in the cereal, and he goes, oh, hell nah.
Okay, dog, what's up?
I'm waiting for that like interaction, especially with Dustin, because Dustin's the one that really blew off.
My tour is gonna blow up right now. Like, what's motherfucker? I knew we didn't like him. West Coaster.
Oh, I'm dead. Good Cop, Bad Cop said Andy Brown. Anti-Nike, don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it, bro. Fuck that. Go be a lawyer or something else, man.
I'm dead. All right, let's talk about what you got coming up. I have some graphics here for you guys.
I don't know what the fuck I have.
Well, you got May 6th. We got this weekend. So, yeah, you and O'Shea Edwards. Woo-hoo, that's a freaking Haas fight. Let's go.
That should be fun, man. I'm excited. I've never worked him. I've met him a few times. Mm-hmm. He's a fucking fantastic guy, fantastic brother. I love him. That's going to be a lot of fucking fun. He's fucking too big, man. People be putting me with these Haases. I'm like, I'm an accidental Haas, man. I wasn't always this big. Uh-huh. And then May 12th, the Blitzkrieg Pro. I defend my title against the Northeast Beast and Alec Price, which would be funny. I wrestled Alec, actually, my first East Coast debut was for PWE, and I wrestled Alec. And that's going to be, I'm actually happy to get my rematch because I was sick. I didn't feel well, but I still wrestled him. And I think it was a great match. I think he liked it. He was cool about it. After that is May 20th for Pro Wrestling Magic. Mm-hmm. It's myself and I think we're tag partners, the Honey Badger, Ryan Mooney, mm-hmm. and the Rabbit Daddies. We're going to be in action. I don't know who the fuck we're wrestling. they have not tagged me in anything, so that's fantastic.
Well, you know, you got to follow these companies pretty much to find out what's going on.
Yeah, I am. Anyway, that's another slime. And then May 26th for Pro Wrestling Grind.
Yes.
I do know who I'm wrestling. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if they want me to say it publicly.
Yeah, let's wait. Yeah, I have
right now I'm going to kick it.
Yeah.
And May 11th, before the Blitzkrieg show, I am trying to get out there for Wrestling Open. So mm-hmm. let's see if that happens. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it does. If not, fuck, that sucks. But whatever.
I'll be great.
Yeah.
I always tell everybody, you know, tag your favorite promotions. Like, you know, if you want to see Andy, tag your favorite promotions. You know?
Yes, please tag them. I am willing to drive. I am not willing to fly. I fucking hate it. I am terrified. So if it's anything like flying distance, fuck you. But if it's driving distance, of course, myself and the Miracle Gen will drive together. We are the Thick Miracles. That actually just happened right now. I need these young guys to help carry me. So, please tag the places. Even tag wrestlers that you want me to see. You want to see me wrestle and stuff like that. We could do that. Blitz, Limitless, anywhere, you know, Beyond. We could do it. Grind. So what's up?
I'm gonna get in the DMs with Stan Styles so we can do some intergender over there. The intergender bonanza promotion.
Yes, please.
Definitely. Please. I'm here for that. Much love to Stan. I know he's got a show coming up, so with all that fun stuff. So, but I like that, the Thick Miracle one. So I don't know. Dustin's getting thick.
I've been trying to tell these young pups, hey man, you need an old man in your group because I can't move like I used to.
They got you, those guys. So, talk about all your social medias, your merch, all that fun stuff, so people can follow you.
So my merch is, I'm a piece of shit. I don't have online stuff. You have to come talk to me at the merch tables. If you do want merch delivered, you can hit me up on my socials. You can get on my DMs. Twitter, Instagram is up Andy Brown. Facebook is Andy Brown. I don't really do much on Facebook other than like talk shit to my high school friends. But Twitter and Instagram is up Andy Brown. That's about it. Uh-huh. Yeah, and I do like that idea of you. If you come see me at the merch table, bring me alcohol. It's fantastic. If that shit pops off, man, I'll do another podcast and say some more shit. Let's go.
It works. I'm telling you, people brought Landon Hale Twix. Somebody brought Ricky Smokes a bottle of red wine. There was like, I think Tyler brought, who was it, CPA beer at a show.
Yeah.
Like, so it happened. So that's why I put it out there for you. I might get blocked by a listener now.
Maybe.
I'm sorry.
She's gonna block me.
I was protecting you from getting a fist in the face.
Nah,
much.
She gonna fuck me up. She ain't tall enough, but she'll sock me in the throat.
I'm dead.
Just love
much,
you, babe.
Much love to her as well. So, but yeah, everybody go give Andy some love. All those links are in the description below. Go bring some booze, you know, maybe some
this
candy
is,
too.
This is the cover page right here.
I'm here for it. So no, but thank you for coming on here and chatting with us. And,
thank you for inviting me. I know it took a long time. I'm a piece of shit with responding.
No, you're fine. Yeah, so
it was
great.
This was a lot of fun. Other than me sweating like a maniac, this was fun.
Nah, it's good. Hey, Matt Awesome's in the chat. He goes, my guy, what's up?
What up, bro? You're a little late, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah, he goes, buy Thick Daddy merch. Absolutely. So
yeah,
you know,
please do so.
I love seeing all the merch in the, you know, with the fans and all that shit like that. So I appreciate it. So thank you guys to the fans that like tuned in, gave all your questions, your fan tweets, all that fun stuff, you know.
Thank you guys.
I really appreciate you. So I'll be
very
back.
Very surprised people tuned into this. I thought
Why?
You were gonna promote me and everyone was gonna go, nah, I'm all right.
No, absolutely.
I have this joke that anytime someone mentions my name, they always go it's the funniest fucking joke to me, and it kills me because it makes Ichiban laugh, and I'm just like, damn, bro, you gonna laugh hard like that? He's just always like, one, Ichiban, one. And I'm like, man, fuck you, dog.
I want to have Ichiban on the podcast, but we need a translator, so I think I have to bring Dustin and Kai on
that
the pod
be
for
fantastic.
That one.
Fuck that. I'm his translator. You're gonna be Let's see how much in trouble
he'll like,
get.
He'll be like, number one, and then you're gonna be like, Ichi said, bring him all the beer.
Hell yeah, I would too.
But yeah, so next week I'll be here with Percy Ryan. He said he was gonna talk about his jawline for an hour. I don't think that's happening, but
I don't know. He might. That's a nice jawline too. Mm-hmm.
So you guys gotta tune in next week for that. So but thank you guys all again. Appreciate every single one of you. Anybody who's listening to this later, leave some comments below, all that fun stuff. So with that being said, stay safe, support independent wrestling. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good night.
Bye, niggas.